Now, back to that theme of leaving a mark on the landscape. Stay, change or go, the nitrates derogation is definitely going to leave its stamp on the land. Keep it as it is, say the scientists, and we will undoubtedly degrade life in rivers in the catchments of the free draining soils of the south of the country. Lose it or alter it, and we will push many of the 7,000 farms in derogation into severe financial distress. And as our reporting on Countrywide has shown in the last couple of months, this is really difficult because both of those arguments about water quality and financial viability are both true. On Thursday, our EU Commissioner Michael McGrath said that the Commission had decided to retain the derogation, but that he could offer no detail on whether or not it would be altered. Well, dairy farmers met last night in Limerick at the ICMSA AGM, and as the meeting closed, I nabbed the Agriculture Minister, Martin Hayden, in a very noisy room. I apologise for that, but I nabbed him to try and find out what, if any, promises he has had to make in order to get the Commission's backing for a renewal of the derogation.
Hey, Philip. You step in behind here, it might be the easiest thing to do. Now, fluid and dynamic process, this whole nitrates derogation decision, I appreciate that, but what can you tell farmers who are listening very anxiously right now to this about where that decision is at?
So I can tell them that the process has advanced significantly after an awful lot of negotiations and very close collaboration with Commissioner Roswell. We got agreement last week that the Commission would put forward a proposal to the Nitrates Action Committee, which is a technical committee. They meet on the 9th of December. Ultimately, it is each of the member states representative on that committee that vote to decide whether we get the proposal or not. We needed the Commission to make the proposal. That was a big step, but it's not complete. We don't have the derogation unless that committee approves that on the 9th of December. But the proposal is that Ireland would have an extension of the existing derogation with certain conditionality for another 3 years.
And that conditionality is what people want to know about. The Habitats Directive in particular, how is that being stitched into this deal?
So, look, this is a process that isn't finished yet, and I want to be very careful that I don't undermine the work of that committee. I had a clear plan around how I was going to communicate this. I want to recognise the role that the farming organisations, that industry, that all the key stakeholders have played and been really responsible to give me the space to do these negotiations. So that conditionality I can't crystallise right now.
Okay, fair enough.
But what I can say in terms of the Habitats Directive, absolutely, we committed last summer when this was a red line for the Commission that for these negotiations to be successful, we had to address the Habitats Directive and our compliance with it in more detail. I committed to that over the summer, and we've worked through the detail of what that might look like, and that's why we've got the proposal of 3 years, because I've made it really, really clear that we will need 3 years in which to carry out
be assessment at a catchment level. Is that going to place any obligation on farmers, they will want to know, or is that something that ecologists, officials working on behalf of the department can carry out?
No, I've said very clearly that my department will take this on at a catchment and a sub-catchment basis, such as the importance of the derogation for our country, and that we need the time to do that. That involves the hiring of a lot of ecologists and a process to be worked through on that regard. We don't start that recruitment process until we've got the approval and that we have the derogation.
Okay, but no additional burden to farmers here?
No, in terms of farmers, it's a process that we have to work through.
Any other additional conditionality you can tell us about, like a further reduction in nitrates level?
So that I can't go through that detail. Look, I have a process here, okay. And my intention was really clearly to be really responsible on this, not to undermine the role that committee has, because that result is the most important. And I also need to have a process here where I inform Cabinet of this detail first.
And not Countrywide, fair enough.
So, okay. But you know, happy to go on Countrywide in time and discuss this in real detail.
But the next stage in that process, then, is this committee meeting on the 9th of December. Have you any reason to believe that there are countries that would oppose this proposal?
Not as of now, but I'm not taking anything for granted. It is a technical committee. Ireland is represented on that by one of my key officials, and every member state has a representative on that, and they will look at this in technical detail. And what I am making myself and my officials available, that if any member state should have any queries on the technical elements of this proposal. We stand ready to engage with them, to talk to them. I'm leaving no stone unturned. I'm not in any way, I don't want to in any way undermine that process. It is a process that they have to go through in their own deliberations.
No doubt the scientists on that committee would say, look, the key issue here is the number of animals out at pasture is what is causing the lion's share of the problem, which you can't address and improve water quality until you address head-on the number of animals. Are you going to do that?
So what they will look at is the right action in the right place at the right time, which is what this is all about. And the measures our farmers are taking, the extra conditionality that they're signing up to and have signed up to previously to be a derogation farmer. And what they also will look at is, why is Ireland the only country left with this application? That in January we could be the only country in all of Europe to have this exemption from the European rule, because our farming system is very different. Our pasture base is different, the amount of rainfall that falls here is different, we have denitrifying soils, and therefore we are not the same as other European countries. So it's not just about the amount of animals standing on an acre of ground. It's actually about, where is that acre of ground? What is that ground like? What's the soil like under it? What's the ground like? What's the sky like over it? How much rain falls on that? That soil's ability to sequester and to take up nitrogen and other elements, and what are the measures farmers are taking to help in that process as well. It is a very broad, complex area.
But you can't solve that water quality issue with the herd the size that it is in those areas of free-draining soil, can you?
There's different elements here. The Habitats Directive is different to water quality. There are mitigation measures you can bring into place. There is the additional measures that farmers are taking. We're innovating our farming systems all the time. Our farmers are farming really differently now than they were a generation ago, and that is going to continue. And you see that those farmers are being supported through my department, through our TAMS grants, really lucrative grants there to help increase nutrient storage, adoption of low emission slurry spreading, a range of different measures. Farmers are supported on this journey because the work to do is so important.
If you're a lucky man, you're still going to be the Minister for Agriculture in 3 years' time. You might be unlucky, though, that you're going to be dealing with this trauma all over again. Are we not just pushing the cliff edge 3 years down the road?
No, absolutely not. What I'm providing, look, there is never full certainty. The only full certainty I could give derogation farmers was not to have a derogation in January. But this isn't kicking the can down the road. And when I'm able to go through the detail of the process in more detail afterwards, people will see clearly that this is a roadmap to provide more certainty into the future.
Would you have preferred if Commissioner McGrath hadn't broken this news in the way that he did on Thursday?
It's fair to say my day yesterday was different than I planned when I got out of bed. But look, and what was really important, once one element of it was referenced, I needed farmers to know that that was a three-year proposal, because that uncertainty. But look, I do want to recognise there's a lot of sensitivity in this. This isn't done until the 9th of December. I'll be a happy man when we get to the 9th of December and this is done and dusted.
Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden. So to sum it up there, there was a trade-off or a deal done with the Commission that there would be appropriate assessment of farming impact on the land to comply with the Habitats Directive in exchange for their support for the derogation. But it is going to be the department that will do that at the level of a river catchment, and farmers won't have to do it at the level of their farm. But the big question, will the same amount of nitrate be going on the land? We won't know that until the 9th of December. The Taoiseach, who was also there at the ICMSA AGM, did say that it was his intention that farmers would be farming at 220 on January the 1st and January the 2nd, and that there was going to be no cliff edge. But we will have to wait and watch this space.